Welcome to the Voice of Many podcast show with Yolanda and Vanessa.
Hello, everyone. This is our segment, Real Table Talk, where ladies and gentlemen, we get around the table and we have general conversation from what's going on local, current, and things that are just on our everyday mind. Today, we're discussing COVID, the effects of COVID and how it's affecting the families and possible what needs to take place and could help us. So we have our guest, Ms. Payne. We're going to let you go right ahead and start us off in conversation.
Sure. Thank you. COVID obviously really took all of us by storm. We could have never imagined that we would be where we are in 2020. And because of that, it's been, and obviously because of the impact that it has, it's been really trying for a lot of people. And so I am, you know, as a speaker and an author, one of the things that I love to do is motivate people. And so I just want to offer a quick word of inspiration, you know, for people, because sometimes we see everything that's wrong, right, in life, and we forget to look at what is going right, right? It's all about our focus and what we're really focused on. And so I just want to remind people of that, although COVID-19 has really taken us for a loop, it is, you know, while it is tragic, some of the lives that we are losing, there's also something that I think that we should be focused on a lot more, and that is the blessing that it has brought us as families. And I know that may be really difficult for some people to hear, but I don't know about, you know, you ladies, but one of the things that it has done for me, my husband is extremely busy, even though he goes into the office 5 days a week, he tends to work 7 days a week because he is in the media and the media does not stop. And one of the things that COVID did for me was it allowed me to have more time with him. Mm-hmm. For example, there were months at a time where he couldn't go into the newsroom. And so he would work from home. That allowed me to see him a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That's just an example of how COVID has impacted my life in a positive way. And so I just want to encourage people to, our happiness sometimes really depends on what we focus on. And so I want to encourage people to focus on the beauty of being able to really have more time with your family and reconnect with your family. Right? So many of us are so busy. We're doing this and we're doing that. And sometimes we're just simply passing each other by. We're like two ships in the night, mm-hmm. passing one another by. And so this ability to really be quarantined and not being able to go into work or go into restaurants or certain places has really allowed us a sacred time to be able to spend with one another. And so that's what I encourage the listeners to do, to really get to know your family again. Enjoy this time that you've been gifted with your family. Reconnect with them. Love on them even more. Let them know how much you appreciate them. There's something so beautiful about family and spending time with them.
Yeah, because it really helps you to look at your family and not take your family for granted. You look at the millions of lives that have been impacted and lost that you can't get that back. Family is all that we have. And once family is gone, that's it. That's it. That's all that we have. That's all that we know, that for that bloodline, that true connection, it all comes from the family. And, my heart goes out to all the lives that have been impacted, because when you want to pick up the phone and call that person and they're not there, or you want to see their face and you can't see it anymore. You know, it's sad. And we really, like you say, we have to look at the positive side of it, but we can't overlook the negative as well. But with the jobs impacted, and we may lose our jobs, we may lose our homes, but we still have our lives.
Yeah,
and that means so much, because once that life is gone, you cannot get it back.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that we will still have, regardless of what we go through, is God. Yes. And He never leaves us. He never forsakes us.
Yes.
He never, ever does. I can, you know, think back to some of the things that I've gone through in my life. And I was actually thinking about this earlier today. And I told myself, you know what? God was right there in the midst of it all. Every single time.
It's awesome. He's definitely awesome.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add, Vanessa, before we sign off here?
I mean, for me, it's helped me to prioritize more time with my girls, because with my husband's job, he either is going to be working day shift or night shift. And what little bit of time I do have with him then is very precious, because too, I don't know when he might get deployed or have to be gone for a certain amount of time. So I take that very preciously. And then with the girls, we try to spend more family time with them, whether it's something simple as playing a small board game or watching a movie or just sitting down watching TV together as a family and laughing and enjoying that time. Because if we don't, it could be lost. And then too, with them in school, they're busy with school, but now I'm actually there with them to try and help them. So we're getting more family time, and it's enjoyable and stressful at the same time, but I wouldn't change it for anything, because I know looking back at this when they get older, it'd be like, hey, even though we were stuck in the house with each other for several months, we had fun and we enjoyed each other, and that's something that we won't ever lose no matter what happens with COVID.
Yeah, and true. And for the mothers and fathers that are there, do fun things in the kitchen with your kids. The house doesn't always have to be neat and tidy. Have fun. You know, if there's, you're baking in the kitchen and you accidentally spilled a flour on the floor, it's on the floor. Pick it up, start throwing it at each other. Make it as less stressful as possible, but make it more enjoyable and rememberable. That's what we need. So that's a wrap for this session of Real Talk at the Table, Real Table Talk. So for all of you out there, please, please remember to love each other, respect each other, and don't take each other for granted.
Thanks.